So when you were growing up, did either one of you think that you were going to become opera singers and hopefully stars?
No, definitely not. Not for me anyway. I didn't really know that this was a existence until college when I was first exposed to it. I'm sure I was exposed to it in commercials subconsciously, but I had never been to an opera before my freshman year of college, and I wanted to teach, actually be a school teacher, which I do still do love teaching, but nothing about opera was exposed to me until college. But I couldn't be happier that I did get exposed to it, because now it's my life.
And how about you, Megan?
You know, I've actually kind of been thinking about this a little bit, and originally I thought I was going to be a cellist, and I still play, but I am originally a cellist, and grew up around classical music and did grow up around opera, but I never thought I would be a singer, and then things started taking off. But now that I look back, I'm like, yeah, I remember singing along with Queen of the Night Aria as a four-year-old and trying to perform it for people, you know.
So what do you attribute to your successes now?
You and I, and particularly the support team that both of us have had through Dr. Corey Barrett, Dr. Jean McDonald, and Dr. Mitra Sadakpour. You hear a lot about a singer's team, which includes a voice teacher, a coach, and a director. And these three individuals, I would not be the person or singer or performer that I am today without them.
Yeah, the community that has been given to us here at UNI is, there aren't words to describe how appreciative we are of them, but I know that both of us would just not be anywhere near where we are today without Dr. McDonald and Dr. Barrett and Dr. Sadapour and other, even all of the school music faculty, every single faculty member that we've encountered in our time here at UNI has played a factor into where we are now, whether it's theory or sight singing or group piano or even our LAC classes. Everybody has contributed to providing us an education that has allowed us to essentially live our dreams.
Yeah, it's definitely a special place in that you can be who you want to be and grow into who you want to be and also be yourself at the same time and have those personal connections all across the university.
Yes.
So what was it like when you were at these major competitions and you were up against all these other incredible singers?
You know, I firmly believe that everybody is nice. And if you... I haven't really come across anybody who I've just had an aversion towards. But I think if you go into the room and you project yourself as a nice, welcoming person, people are going to project that back at you. And so I've just encountered so many nice and generous people with giving their time to you to help you become the better musician you are. Because all that people want for you to do is to be the best that you can be. Because who wants to compete against the worst you are? I mean, what's the fun in that?
Yeah. You build relationships and you build friendships, but it's also you're there for yourself. And even if it's a competition with other people, you're mostly competing with yourself. And how well can I do today in X, Y, and Z circumstances? Oh, I got 4 hours of sleep. Oh, I, you know, just I'm so dry because of the weather changes.
I broke my toe.
Right. I broke my toe. Yeah, my big toe. Yeah. But on the other hand, how can I push myself to be the best I can be and also make friends at the same time?
Yep. This job is not possible without networking.
So is there anything else that you would like to add while you have this opportunity?
I'm going to miss it here.
I think I could speak for both of us with how thankful we are just with everything that the school has given us over these last 6 years.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's been so wonderful going on this trip with Leah. Yeah. Not just like the one trip to New York City for final rounds of auditions and contracts, but just
we've taken each other's auditions.
Yes, and we grow from learning from each other, and we're fostered in a way that we're good friends.
Yep. Definitely.
And we support each other as friends and humans, but also as colleagues and musicians. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we probably wouldn't have almost anywhere else except for you and
I. The small nature of this school and the amount of attention that we're able to get from professors and our colleagues at the school definitely provides really close friendships and being able to continue those for however far apart we end up.
Yep. Gonna miss you, man, but I'll see you around.
You too. I'll see you soon, definitely at the audition circuit.
Yes.